broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee here on Sports Talk Wednesday night, 8:15 early.
Yeah.
Kim's a busy girl.
She is.
Yeah.
She pretty much kind of volunteered for everything.
She's unbelievable. Yeah. Man, she took bold.
She does everything.
I love her. She's great.
Been going wide open for the last 2 years.
Yeah. So I didn't get to ask her. I didn't hear the beginning of it. But so when they get that done, what's the game plan?
You talking about the Opera House?
Yeah.
They're
going to have like people come in and shows? And
yeah. Some of the things they're thinking about are like especially Karen and Tracy Evers West Curtis are wanting to have some kids plays and things like that there. And also it'll be able to be rented out for things. Still kind of fluid of things that are going to be organized things, and it is going to be available to rent out for small gatherings, maybe a couple of hundred people. They're not sure what the capacity is going to be yet. That has to be determined later. But
I wasn't sure they're
100, 150, 200 maybe. It can be rented out for meetings, and it's going to be really impressive. So if you're some business and you're going to entertain some people coming in from out of town and have a meeting, that would be a great place, because it's just going to be spectacular when it's finished.
Huh.
It's just going to be just unreal how neat it is.
Put a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money for a meeting room.
Yeah. And the people, the guy that they had talked to when they first were trying to get this going, he's headed the restoration of, I think at that time, 13 different opera houses within a couple of hundred miles of here, and this was by far the best shape and way, way, way more elaborate than anything he's ever seen. And it is, he said, it is something you really need to work on and make sure you
ever been up
get
here,
that finished.
No,
me
never
either.
Been up there.
Oh, you got to get
me
up
neither.
There. I've been up there probably a dozen times now, maybe
never
more.
Been up there.
It is just so neat. Mm. It is just impressive as can be. But so that's what's going on at the Opera House. A lot of you know, it's kind of open for whatever people think that they might be able to use it for.
Well, I do.
Yep.
We got a big show tonight. We got Perry Hall calling in.
Hey,
I just text Perry, and he's going to fire up the phone call here pretty soon whenever we're ready and talk to Perry about the dodgeball tournament at the Jubilee this year, and he's heading that baby up. And Perry
Hall's
going
to be in it.
If Perry Hall's going to do it, you can bet it's going to be pretty cool.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I think it'll be really neat.
So it'll be kind of fun.
So March Madness fee.
It's here.
And if we would have beat Marion, we'd still be playing. Imagine how excited we'd be right now.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Because we beat Patrick Henry. I guarantee you that.
Yep.
I didn't see
we'd
any of that game, but I don't know anything
nights.
About them. Yep.
Crestview Knights
Friday
to
night.
Columbus. Or to Dayton now. Is that Dayton?
Yeah,
where they
Dayton. Yep. Yep. And then the girls' state tournament starts Thursday. Or is it Friday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I don't know.
I lost track of it.
I think it is.
I know they've changed it. I think it is Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. So
I don't like that, but that's how they're doing it. So
you don't like it?
Interesting.
Nope.
Yep.
I don't like the Sunday thing.
Why not? Busy?
Yeah.
Did you get your girls' softball tickets for Sunday?
Oh, that's right, Sunday.
Yep, and also
I got them.
So I'm going to get those, and then take those home and hurry up and pick up Rocker, and we're going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet for Citizens of the Year, Hall of Fame,
Year,
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's this Sunday.
Yep, that's this Sunday already.
Humpy dog.
You might still be able to get tickets at Fort Recovery Insurance, but. It's going to be good.
Probably good.
So we got wrapping up the winter sports fee, and and I talked to Holly for quite a bit today, and she was talking about they've been working like crazy at the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
And hooking up the, she said they hooking up the PA now. And
get her hooked up?
And she's very excited.
Oh,
so
me too. I seen they got nets and everything all up now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
It is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and the opener is, oh, we got a phone call.
Got a phone call.
Huh.
Wonder who that is.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's just see. Hello, you're on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have here?
Donald. Hey, this is Perry Hall. How are you guys doing?
Donald Trump.
Hey, Perry, what do you know, bud?
Not a whole lot.
Not much?
A lot important. But, yeah, I, you know, just, I didn't want to interrupt you guys. You guys were talking about
jabbering
and all stuff they're doing up there and talking little basketball. So, I, again, didn't want to step on you guys, but, you know, well, whatever. Like, it's, we're in between seasons. I'm going to step in and talk.
Bring it on.
Hey,
that's
buddy.
What we want.
That's what we wanted.
Hey, here, number one, are you in Florida?
Yeah. No, I'm in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Was you just in Florida?
I was not just in Florida.
I see a picture of you and your brothers. Where was that at?
Oh, no, no. That's an old picture.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. That was at my mom's lake house in Tennessee, Norris. That's one of those fake Facebook holidays, National Sunday or something. Not on.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Anyway, so I wasn't anywhere. I mean, it's nice here, but it wasn't like, you know, take off your shirt, put on sunglasses, straw hat nice.
No, it wasn't that nice, was it?
That good.
Okay, so let's, I'm going to go back about a year ago, maybe a year ago when I first started seeing you throwing a dodgeball. How long has it been? A couple years? You did it before, had an injury, is that right? And then started picking up when you went back to Atlanta?
Back at it?
A little bit. So I actually picked up dodgeball like as an adult, like back in Los Angeles when I was living there at 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. And then between Los Angeles and, you know, here in Atlanta, like I was living back in Ohio and living like in Mason, and I was in a league in Dayton, and what did I do? I don't know. I pulled my hamstring, and that wasn't cool. That wasn't fun. But
not good.
Then when I moved to Atlanta, there was no dodgeball in this city, which is just wild.
Right.
So took me a couple of years, but me and some guys, we started the Atlanta Dodgeball Club, and so now I play twice a week. You know, wanting more, but hey, you know, can do only what you can.
So how many people do you get in your league, Perry?
So right now we just have an open gym. We play out of a gymnastics gymnasium, in the back of a gymnastics gymnasium. It looks like a preschool, honestly. All the stuff. It looks like a big Fort Fitness, but we do what we can. But we right now we started with like maybe four people. Like we started about like a year and a couple months ago. We started like January of 2022. And we, oh my gosh, we started with like maybe four people on average coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just getting the word out, you know, just marketing ourselves the best we can using social media and whatnot. And now we average about like roughly like 25 to 30 people. And we are starting to get a little too big for our gym currently. So I've been talking to like a bunch of like rec centers and stuff in the city. So yeah, it's been great though. It's been awesome. But yeah. So
okay, so you start this in Atlanta and then you go to Vegas, is that correct?
Yeah. So so essentially I started the Atlanta Dodgeball Club. I'm just gonna say I because like, you know, it was me and a couple guys, but just for the sake of, you know, right. I don't wanna be like it was all me. It was me.
Mm-hmm. But it kinda was.
But it was all me.
Yeah, right.
Starting that Atlanta Dodgeball Club, we initially were just trying to get people interested and you know, hopefully bring in, you know, some people that are talented and committed enough to want to travel across the country as a team and play. And so that's what we do. So we play in the USA Dodgeball Premier League, which is, they put out the schedule. Actually, in 2 weeks, I'll be going to Phoenix with my team, and we'll be participating there. But yeah, so, yeah, Vegas, that was the national championship. Funny enough, just like the movie. I'll get that out of the way right now. yeah, and so, you know, we did pretty good for, you know, being a first-time team and whatnot, and, you know, just kind of putting Atlanta on the map in the dodgeball world, which, again, is very niche, but that's also a thing, you know, trying to, you know, kind of get the word out, so... Yeah, it's been great. Just traveling all over.
So the Nationals out there, how many teams were at that?
So because it was the first return from COVID, there was, I don't know, there was roughly like maybe 50 to 70 teams between like men's and women's divisions. So that's just all over the place. And it was... It was great. It was
3 day tournament? I assume probably like a 3 day tournament, 2 day tournament, something like that.
Yeah. So the way that it goes is that was a 4 day tournament.
Okay.
4 days playing dodgeball, 4 days in a row, all day. You know, I feel like I have a lot of energy. I do. But after day four, you're just you're out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to play this last one, but I don't care. And a lot of people were dragging ass for the most part.
Too.
So, yeah, but it's a good time though. I mean, yeah. So
how was the Fort Recovery Jubilee Dodgeball Tournament get started? Was somebody approach you, or did you approach them?
So, you know, I've been playing dodgeball like. At an adult level, a high caliber level, I guess, for, you know what, screw it, semi-pro. We don't get paid, but, you know, it's the highest, you know, level of play you can be. I've been playing this for, you know, a couple of years now, and, you know, I'm just like, now, I know you guys are accustomed to me trying out a bunch of weird different sports and hearing about it. Thus why we have a swim team now. You know, I've always been kind of one of those guys that's like, you know, I want to try out different things. I want to expose myself to a lot of, you know, just different fun activities that I find interesting and whatnot.
Sure.
And you know, I love Fort Recovery. You know, I no matter where I'm at, like I bleed purple. And you know, if there is somebody in Fort Recovery that also could find the love of this game like I do, outside of just playing in Block Burgers class, like on Fridays right before the football game. Like that, you know, that's awesome, you know. And so, but I've been thinking about like doing something like holding my own tournament and whatnot for a while now. You know, it's like I was thinking about like, oh man, that would be kind of cool to, you know, have a reason to go back to Fort Recovery too. Like, because I don't really have a lot of reasons to go back to Fort Recovery very often because my family's not there anymore, and you know, it's hard to get, like, Cody and the guys out because they're all dads now. I'm, like, one of the non-dads.
Losers. So,
hey, you said it, not me.
but they have cute kids, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By the way, I still haven't met the kids yet. I still haven't met your granddaughters yet.
Zara, you got to get up here.
That is why I'm making this tournament. Specifically to see the Feely kids.
That's right.
It's perfect.
So where would you, where are you going to have this at? Down there? How are you going to build this?
So what we're planning on is it's going to be a grass tournament.
Okay.
It's I mean, clearly, like, I don't think we're going to bring in construction for, you know, basketball courts like right. they do for, you know, Lucas Oil or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But, hey, could be sponsored by Hull Brothers.
There you go.
Hey, I got some connections there.
You might have some pull there.
Yeah.
You know, I've been talking a lot with like Megan Wendell and Amy, and they've been great. Just my wife and I have been like setting up this whole thing like ever since planning it. And so our plan is to have it in between. Have depending on how many teams we get in, we're going to have grass courts in between the Wabash and Klingshirns, mm-hmm. like that little area that they used to play like soccer in for a couple seasons. And so like we're going to have made 8-foot tall, like nets that, you know, we can just bring in, you know, and just plop them in and they should be good to go. So we don't throw them into said Wabash or onto 49.
There you go.
or not 49, 119. Yep. And so that's kind of our playing field. And if we do get enough, we might, or if we hit like our max teams, we might also be using the basketball courts, the old tennis courts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just, you know.
We're going to wing it, ain't we, bud?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Have you had anybody call, you know, commit to it or say, I'm in?
Oh, yeah. Like, so funny enough, we got our first team in a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
That is, the team name is Aim for the Fat Kids.
Okay.
which is captained by none other than Ethan Shane here.
Yeah. I like that.
Perfect.
Are you the fat kid?
Me? I mean, listen, I've lost a lot of weight, but I mean, if you want to call me fat kid, I'm okay with that.
Well, knowing Ethan, I figure he'd just give you a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Nah. But, you know, all those guys are on a team. It's like him, Cody, Mike, Greg, Bronny, and Frank. So they're the first team. But we also have a lot of interest. We have a couple teams that are like partially registered, like they registered individually. I think we have a team coming from Cleveland that's coming down for that. But yeah, so have been in a lot of conversation with like a club from Dayton that I actually helped start a mm-hmm. couple years ago that they're probably going to bring a team up. I got possibly a team from Chicago, Lafayette. I'm bringing up maybe one or two Atlanta like groups, like enough for like one or two Atlanta teams.
Yep. How many dodgeballs you gonna need? How many referees do you have? How's that work?
Okay. No, that's a fair question. So, we're going to play 5 dodgeballs per court. The courts are going to be on a, 30 by 60,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be full basketball courts like you think right. of in, you know, PE class. They're going to be a lot more condensed, and that's why there's only going to be 6 players on a court with 5 balls at a time, 5 balls per each court. And so we're gonna have a round robin in the morning. So we're going to have round robin in the morning. And we're going to have a double elimination in the afternoon that should end about like 6 or so. Because there are going to be some, I mean, we're projected to have some players coming from like all over, to be frank, the country.
Yeah.
Like coming to this thing. And, you know, it would be kind of crappy if they just come and it's a single elimination sure. tournament and they came all this way. You know, so we're at least giving them, you know, roughly about 10 games. And so during the round robin, we're going to have everything set up where we're going to have, like, the scheduled out. So we're going to have teams that are You know, taking breaks in between. I think the games are either going to be 8 to 10 minutes, just depending on how many teams sign up and, you know, just kind of how the schedule works out. And we will have those teams that are sitting out designate two of their members to they're assigned to ref.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So what's your goal, Perry? You thinking 10, 15, 20 teams?
So right now, the max is 20 teams. Okay. Max is 20 teams. I would really like to see, like, real talk, I've been praying every day since we got this thing, like, you know, put on Facebook and whatnot, like, mm-hmm. announced. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, I really hope that teams come out for this. I really hope people come out for this. And God's been answering my prayers. There's been, like I mentioned, there's been people reaching out, like, and asking questions and all this stuff. But I think that minimum I would like about 8 teams.
Yep.
And I think that's absolutely doable.
Oh, I think so too.
So how many like what I'm going to call semi-pro teams, and how many like mm-hmm. local yahoos are you looking at doing, and are they all going to be in the same class?
Yeah. So that's another fair question. There is, you know, like I put it out on, I threw it out on social media all over the place. And I'm, again, very connected within the dodgeball community around the world. And so we will have some people that play on the same level that I do. There will be some players that are from the college ranks, because believe it or not, there is college dodgeball. But, you know, we want a lot of participation within the community, and also, you know, just the surrounding communities, like, you know, everywhere, and like Mercer, Dart, Jay.
There are some athletes around here.
I think there might be.
Yeah.
A few.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I want, and I think that, like, a lot of the people that play like on the, you know, the higher level that travel, they're gonna know like who they can, you know, play harder against, and who they can be like, okay, you know, they're learning and whatnot. But for this season, oh my gosh, this year, because it's very brand new, you know, we're gonna work out a lot of kinks. It's all just going to be one division. You know, and then afterwards, like, we got everyone's email. We're going to shoot out an email saying, hey, you know, how did you feel about this? What did you like about it? What would you change? You know, we're going to give them a little like questionnaire. We're going to email everyone a questionnaire to, get an idea.
One of the things I would say if I was playing in it, one of the things I would answer is, I didn't like getting in the hit in the face every 10 seconds. That's what I would say.
So we already got that covered there, Neil. Yeah, no headshots. Headshots don't count.
Oh.
We're going to change that rule.
Hey. we might allow it for championships.
There you go.
Yeah. No holds bar.
Yep. Head and nuts.
Final champion. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Amy and I, no, I'm sorry, Megan and I were talking about that. Megan, my wife, and I were talking about that. Just like, you know, there is that, like, oh my gosh, like, I want to do this, but, like, I don't want to get hit in the head. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, like, local leagues that, when I say local, like, local leagues that I've played in, you know, wherever I've been, that there is like headshot rules and stuff. Like, you can still get hit in the head and get out, but it's like very specific. Like, if you're like crouching or in like a 3 or 4 point stance, like, and if you get hit in the head, then you're out, because they're not aiming for your head, you know. But if you're just standing up straight, whatever, you know.
Maybe you ought to put that on your Facebook thing, so people know that they're not going to get their face smashed.
Get clobbered.
I do that. I might make a video,
because a lot of us have no idea that they think that's, well, We didn't play dodgeball back when I was in school. They hadn't invented balls yet, but it's a long time ago. But they, I think part of the fun of it was aiming at everybody's head.
Is there a like? Is it like you just like we played suicide? You can go so far, and then a whistle blows, and you can go up another level. Or is it always halfway?
So with this, it's just a half.
Okay,
it's just a half.
Because you'd kill somebody if you go 10 feet.
Well, I'm sorry, one more time.
You could kill somebody if you go no limit.
Yeah, you get real close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So it's going to be like the set like boundary lines the whole time. We have rules in play that I'm going to go over like before the start of the tournament, like talking about like some of the things that we play with like the semi-pro stuff that is adjusted to get the game going longer, because there's going to be like there's a shot clock. There's a 10-second shot clock, so you can't just hold the balls and stall kind of thing. So you have to throw one ball on your time. I'm sorry?
I said that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like so we got that. There's a lot of stuff like that that I'm going to go over that like kind of helps like the flow of the game, but
well, I tell you what, partner, I think it's really neat, and I think there is a little bit of a buzz.
There's a lot
here.
Of buzz around here. Everybody's kind of talking about it a little bit,
and it'll be. I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Do you have the guts to get in there? I don't.
Oh, please do. Oh man, I was going to say this before, but we went on to a different question. But, I could have just done this in, somewhere in Salina. I could have did this in, a nice gym, maybe even over in Portland at the boys club or something like that. But I don't want to do that. I wanted to make it a four-week recovery thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to make the Jubilee, we love the Jubilee. But, sometimes you look at, some of the things that I was inspired by with this was, I think about that quarterback challenge that they have at
Country Fest
at the Marina Country Fest. That's really cool. Which, by the way, I've been talking to WOSN to see if they want to come down. We're used to work there.
Yeah, you know people.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're. The sports director's like, tell you what, I'm gonna after basketball season we'll talk. So we're gonna see what that is.
Yeah, and they don't have anything going on in the summer. Live high school sports, so
they have the Wren Wiffleball tournament.
The Wren.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every year.
Oh awesome. My god.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
That was another thing I was inspired by was the Wren Wiffleball tournament.
Right.
The Wren Wiffleball tournament, the quarterback challenge, and then the Versailles.
Chicken eating.
Chicken fest? Yeah.
Eat chickens.
Did you know that they have one of the biggest ultimate frisbee tournaments there in the world?
Yep. Is that right?
Yep. They get them from everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
We'll start working on our frisbee.
Yeah. That's more of our sport.
That's our sport.
You know what? Work on dodgeball and get frisbee going.
That's right.
There you go.
I like it. It ain't like we ain't getting ground down there.
Hey, we had a 9-hole golf course.
Yeah,
down there
one time.
Well, I'll tell you. Anything else you want to add to this, Perry?
Well, I don't think so. I think that this is going to be a great time. If anyone is interested, please let me know. And by that, you can. Go to our Facebook page. I know that the way that you register is through the Jubilee's website. But if you want to, kind of have an idea of what's going on, you can, I make posts all the time on our Facebook discussion page within the event.
Mm-hmm.
And, get connected there, like it, all that. If anyone is interested, but they can't convince their friends or anything, if you go into discussion and say, hey, I'm a free agent. This is how to contact me. Like, right. We're going to have free agents.
Yeah. Too.
So, you know, that's we, if people can either pick you up or maybe when we get to the time where, you know, we're getting some teams, you know, filled up, we can make a free agent team yourself.
There you go.
You know, we'll put you together kind of thing.
That's great.
But yeah, so
if you want to play, we'll get you on a team.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh yeah. One last thing was kind of explaining what you guys' involvement with this.
Yeah,
I'm very excited that you guys are interested in this.
Hell yeah,
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what I was thinking, and just giving you like a broad idea, and then I'll let you go. We can keep talking for recovery sports. Yeah. So we're gonna have. We're going to have you guys set up at one of the courts, and that'll be the Fort Recovery Radio Court, where you guys will give you a roster, and if they don't have team jerseys or anything like that, I'll just be like, okay, I'll write down they're the one in the red shorts or something like that.
Right.
And you guys will just like kind of hang out there the whole time, you know,
make snide comments.
Oh, absolutely.
We wouldn't want it any other way.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people will, you know, if you guys want, you could be like, hey, you're in a break or something like that. You could be like, hey, I want to talk to this guy who just did a backflip.
Yeah.
Dodging a ball. You know, you could bring him in. I'm sure they'd love to talk.
Hey, how about, so what's the entry fee?
Entry fee is $30 a person.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you get on a team.
It comes with, I'm sorry?
Six on a team or more, but it's $30.
Six on a team, maximum eight.
Okay.
Yes. So you'll have like two subs or something like that.
Well, we got to get 4K Radio has to have a team. We got to find some.
Yeah, we'll have to find some. It ain't gonna be you and me and Fee.
No, we're out.
No,
it can be you and
over 80.
It ain't gonna be me.
Let's see. How about Nick Twaits?
Yeah, there we go. Find a couple.
Yeah,
Jackson
Hobbs, Nick Twaits, Craig Stamen.
I would love to see those guys.
Wouldn't that be neat?
That would be so
fun.
Awesome. There's a chance that Nick will be busy that day, but
he might be busy.
We'll get Doug Miller.
I mean,
we could put together a pretty good team.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, let's talk again, big fella. Our Wednesdays are pretty open from here on out. So anytime you're listening, shoot me a text and call in. We don't give a crap.
Yep.
Yeah, let's make sure we talk at least one more time before we get done at the end of the baseball season, which would be two or three weeks before the Jubilee. We'll make sure we at least have you on one more time pushing it again.
How about shirts? We going to get shirts made?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another thing that I wanted to say. So we'll have shirts made. We're trying to make this like as local as possible. So BU Boutique is going to be doing the shirts.
Yeah.
And we actually have something with, funny enough, like Kim's actually going to be helping out with, and the Historical Society is going to be doing some stuff there too.
Oh,
good. Which I might
be able to. Well, hit her with ball.
She'll knock you out, huh?
She'd kill us.
We'll fire one right at the committee.
Oh, man. And last thing is, I actually made some press badges for everybody.
That's
part
big.
Of the press.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So we won't have to pay to get in. We can go anywhere we want.
You can. Honestly.
Could we wander out onto the court?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about streaking? Are we allowed to streak?
Streaking?
Well, WOSN is a Christian channel.
We better not.
So as long as you don't go on their court if they come, you know what? Do whatever you want on the 4 Recovery Radio court.
There you go. That's right.
No problem there.
Perry Hall, you're awesome.
Yes, sir, buddy.
We will talk again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, brother.
See you then.
See you, man.
See you, Perry.
That is Perry Hall of Atlanta Dodgeball Club.
That's
awesome.
And we're having a dodgeball tournament at the Jubilee this year, and he's going to head that up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's take a break, pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered.
Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real. And it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at fortrecoveryjubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
We're back with Bubba V.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Bubba V.
And you're supposed to look at the moon tonight, and you can see Venus and something else.
Yeah.
Clear night. Must be an unbelievable night out.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you're listening, go outside and look outside. It's pretty damn cool.
I think
right on top of each other, ain't
they? Yeah, the Venus and maybe Saturn or something on the west. No, they're not on top of
Jupiter.
Venus.
Venus and Jupiter.
Yep, they're
drops of Jupiter.
One right above drops each other in the west, and the moon's coming up in the east.
Yep. One's in your anus.
Check it out.
Yep.
Check it out. So, Feeney, come out with the six superintendents.
We got some candidates now.
Start interviewing this week. And look like a lot of good names on there.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. And then we have a middle school open. We just got all kinds of stuff. Or elementary, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's elementary.
Yeah,
because
Ryan's middle school.
So there's, I can't remember how many they said, but there's a lot of really good, strong candidates that applied.
14 of them.
So if, let's say Tony goes up, he gets it. So now we got a principal spot open.
Yep.
So does Ryan say, "Move me up"?
I don't know if he's got
to have credentials or whatever. Probably.
I know Holly's got the elementary principal. She's got that degree.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she does.
But can she do that? I like her being our athletic.
Yeah,
director.
I know. I agree.
She's pretty good at that.
So it's wide open. Fort Carey's going to be changing wide open.
There'll be a few changes going on.
Well, we seem to have hired a whole bunch of people that move on somewhere and do very, very well. So we've been pretty good at getting people. We've gotten some really strong people that have gone on somewhere else and moving on. So We're at least good at training people.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and maybe they're taking a little bit of Fort Recovery on to these other places they're going and making the world a better place. That's my positive thought on that. My negative thought is I want to hire them and want them to stay forever. Pat Niekamp and Ed Snyder did for 20 years.
Parked here.
Yeah, that's what I want to have. But I'm okay with making the world a better place.
That's a pretty good duo for a long time.
Yeah, yes, they did well, didn't they?
Yeah,
the boys did well.
Yep.
So we got March Madness. Buckeyes win tonight, 65-57.
They
move on to play Iowa.
The Hawkeyes.
Round two tomorrow afternoon at 1:45, which is perfect because it just gives you, like, what a weekend this is.
Yeah, this is fun.
Conference tournaments, the Players' Championship. It is a great weekend. Time changes. Time marches on.
Tracy Byrd will be in
town. Tracy Byrd.
Can't wait till he comes.
Yeah. Time marches
on. He'll be marching on to the Fort Recovery.
Think about that.
Oh, wow.
Tracy Byrd.
Time marching on.
Watermelon crawling.
Watermelon crawling all over the
place. We got to get watermelon suits.
Oh, yeah. We got to have some.
Huh? We got to.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll be on wide open.
Watermelon
suits. Ethan and Cody, we'll put them in
there.
Yeah,
we'll put them idiots on watermelon crawling.
You're on watermelon detail.
It'll be a lot of fun. We got a great summer plan, folks, and we also got a great baseball diamond that we're going to enjoy. And the girls' softball, everybody opens up here.
Couple weeks.
We open up. I know the girls have a scrimmage. I seen on the 14th.
Yeah,
which is a week from today.
Yesterday,
Tuesday.
So
Tuesday.
I'm sure the boys got scrimmages coming up.
I know they usually have three.
We're going to try to get Coach Einkup next week.
Yeah, I'll get him.
And then we're going to get Holly up one before fall sports start or spring sports. So it'll be fun on Fort Recovery Radio. Make sure you listen, folks. And Flyers, good luck tomorrow night or Friday night versus Crestview. Donnie Wehrkamp says, "You're stupid."
Well, that's why don't you say something about revelation?
Donnie says the girls are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Boys are Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The boys are Sunday.
That's what he says.
I'll be dogged. So
he's probably right. Yeah.
I'm sure he's right.
I would not argue.
I wish the boys were Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I wish they were at Columbus.
Yeah, I like Columbus better.
Columbus is. Oh man, that's
Dayton's closer. Dayton's nice.
It is closer.
Yeah, it's a very nice place.
They don't have that atmosphere.
They what?
They don't have casino.
Oh,
they got one, but it's all
little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miami Valley little guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can drive to Columbus.
I could. I can go to Dayton and go to Columbus. I mean, it's an hour.
Yeah, it ain't that far.
Christ, I've gone a lot farther than that.
Yeah.
To lose money.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do it with the best of
them. We can do it.
Or you can just go of course, it's only sports betting. I was going to say you can go to one of the local bars and do some betting.
We should go to Anderson next week.
We should. I agree with you. So we want to thank everybody for listening. Before we go here, we want to talk a little bit about Bob Freemeyer.
Yep.
Bob Freemeyer was Fort Recovery. Bob Freemeyer was a wonderful man.
Oh, my. Bob Freemeyer is kind of a hero to me. My daughter, you know, she had an accident, got burnt real bad, and we didn't know what the heck to do, and we were scared to death, And Bob contacted me, and Bob was a huge Shriner.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he got my daughter in down in Cincinnati, and they took care of her, and I will forever be in his debt. And he's got a one-way ticket to heaven by me.
Oh, man.
Yep. And, you know, that's just Fort Recovery. Yep. He taught at Portland and Jay County.
Yep.
He taught 10,000 people.
Yeah, think
and he
about
changed
the lives that
every
guy
one of those lives.
A lot of lives.
And, you know, a lot of people made fun of him. He wore his sweater all the time.
Oh, he's
smoked
awesome.
His pipe and this and that, whatever it might be. But I've talked to a whole bunch of people the last 10, 15 years. So, do you know Bob Freemeyer?
Yeah
I know Bob Freemeyer. What do you mean? You know, we used to make fun of him, but man, he you know,
right.
One of our friends, Randy Miller, the Pud Man.
Yeah.
He's a math teacher because Bob Freemeyer was his math teacher.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
not even time to love it.
And then you talk about like George Lopez. George Lopez.
Yep.
Who plays music?
G-Lo. Yep. G-Lo.
And they play at Persimmon Ridge.
Yeah.
Retirement facility in Portland, and they played for Bob all the time. And you always see George with Bob, and, yep, and Bob, yep, would love that. Bob is an Indiana Hoosier.
He's a Hoosier. Absolutely.
He loved the Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And Bob Freemeyer, you did really good.
You did good. Did really good.
We wish that family. I mean, I don't know what he,
His sister, okay, Annalie Berry.
Annalie Berry is his sister.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the only sibling.
Okay.
So they moved from here probably 40 years ago or so. But
she lives Gary Schmitz.
Rick Garkey lives, in that brick house. Yeah. Yeah. So there's Tom Berry, and he had a sister, and I cannot think of her name.
Yeah.
And I saw Tom Berry. Oh, it was when they had Bob's like 80th birthday or something. He was talking to everybody on the porch, and Trusty Woods brought their cupcakes down. He gave out cupcakes and everything. Might have been 85, whatever it was, his birthday, and invited everybody there. And Tom was there, and I talked to him for a minute or something. Jane, I think, was the daughter's name.
Hmm.
I'm sure somebody, a lot of people know them, but or would remember them, but. That, as far as I know, that's his only family.
Yeah.
Really, he's like several people around here that everybody in town is his family, though they're not blood related.
Well, the Trusty Woods, Tim, is it Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, he had a
yeah.
really nice post on Facebook.
Just yeah.
Real classy. And,
yeah.
And Bob was up there a lot. And
he was.
Seen, pictures of Tim and Bob in their vehicle,
and he said it right that Bob adopted them as his kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
He treated them like family, and they treated him like family. And and I don't know how you do any more than that. And of course, Gabe ended up buying his house, that's who needed to be in that house.
Yeah,
because
cool.
he respects. That person respects what the house is, and the Freemeyers were 75 years ago. There was Freemeyers kind of were very very important in this town. There's several of them. Floyd was his dad, and pretty
Floyd
important.
Floyd Freemeyer. Yeah,
so it was he was somebody really special.
That's good, yeah.
And yep. I think everybody that ever ran into him loved him.
Yep,
you know.
Well, that's it for Sports Talk. We will be back next Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Hopefully Coach Hank can stop up.
Try to get Coach Hank to talk a little baseball.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeley.
Yes, sir, buddy.
The man behind the boards, Mick Spencer. I am Bob Stalger. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.